And they actually harassed that family who owns the farmer's field there, that cornfield, until they were like physically ill. And they were like one of the last people to sign an easement. But as you can see, it's a big piece of property. And yeah. It was a big obstacle, right? It was a big get. Yeah. And the family that owned that, they were really opposed to the pipeline. As a matter of fact, they helped us collect signatures in Medina. And so they were working all angles that they could to try to stop this pipeline from coming through. Right. And then finally, they were just overwhelmed.
Right.
So if you look here, you could see... you could see the flags.
Yeah.
I mean, it's look at the playset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's literally in these people's backyards.
Oh, my God.
And again, that field is not in Oberlin because of the way it was annexed. That's actually another township.
Right.
So if you keep going, we'll get...
Wow.
Yeah, so you could see the concern.
I mean, this is like a...
Right, and it's one of the newest developments in Oberlin.
Yeah.
And Oberlin is The economic situation in Oberlin is precarious because we have the college, we have a ton of churches, we have the hospital. None of them pay taxes.
No.
So here's this nice development. Finally, we get some, you know, a little
revenue
stream, right? And then they put this this pipeline in.
Oh my gosh!
So and you could see they've got it all marked out. I mean, it's so close to this property. Oh, and there's a major tree they took down.
Look, yeah.
I mean, that's what I meant. Like, it looked like a storm hit it.
Yeah.
The way it's just ripped apart. And
I can't believe this major, this brand new development.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and if we go down here, you'll see even more. I mean, there are actually lots for sale.
Are usually put in stages, right?
These developments. Yeah.
So, like, what was the first stage put in? Like, how long ago?
That I don't really know.
But, I mean, are we talking about 6 years ago, 5 years ago? Like.
Oh, I think these are probably at least 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could see there's empty lots here, yeah. And there are people, you know, there's a contractor who bought these lots who's trying to sell them.
Right.
So I don't know what he does. You know, how do you sell these lots? So we can turn around and just park on this road here.
Right.
And so this is the right of way. This is called the Ramsey right of way, and that is the only part of Oberlin property where the pipeline is going.
Okay.
So if you just pull up there and like park by that mailbox, we can get out and take a little walk.
Okay.
Yeah, right here's good.
Okay. So what do you do for a living?
I'm in the insurance business.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna leave my bag there. Yeah, so my husband and I, we lived in Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, where?
Washington County.
Oh my gosh.
So we were like inundated with the frackers, and we're like, you know, let's get the heck out of here. And I was originally from Euclid, and I mean, that's where I grew up. So I still had family living here. So you know, my husband and I, we were able to make kind of like a lifestyle change.
Right.
Whereas we found ourselves in a place where it didn't matter where we sat career-wise.
Right.
And so we said, well, you know. My husband's parents had just passed away. What's that person beeping at?
Oh, no, I just,
oh, okay.
I did.
So, and that was a big reason why we were in Pennsylvania. But, so we decided to leave. And we looked around where we wanted to move. We picked Oberlin. We liked that it was sidewalk. We liked that it was a progressive community.
Yeah, everyone's heard legendary stuff about Oberlin.
Right. So then we come to Oberlin, and we pass a community bill of rights. That was like one of the first things that happened when we moved here, and that was like so exciting. We passed a law against any fossil fuel infrastructure.
Right.
And then no sooner do we get that law passed when the big bully comes and everybody becomes afraid.
Right.
Nobody wants to defend the law.
Even here.
Yeah, even here.
Wow.
And I said to her, you know, I saw that all over Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And in some ways, those little boroughs,
yeah,
it was more understandable because it was earlier.
Right.
People didn't really understand all the risks that came with hydrofracking and all of that.
Right.
But now there's no excuse.
Yeah.
Especially for, you know, a city like Oberlin who knows well about climate change and
right.
And everybody seems to know the risks involved with
hydrofracking. was this like city council or whatever, did they otherwise, were there people on city council or whatever you might, whatever they are, like folks in government around here that everyone's like, oh, there's no way that so-and-so is going to go for this. And they went for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
That's exactly what happened. And so the city spent a lot of taxpayer dollars fighting this in court through regular, you know, the regulatory system.
Right.
And they did mention that we had a law, but they didn't... they didn't truly defend the Community Bill of Rights and Obligations based on our rights.
Right.
So, of course, they lost.
Right.
Because all the laws are written to support these corporate projects.
Right, so, right.
But what happened is that, I just don't even understand this. It's like, why didn't they just cut the tree?
Yeah.
It just looks like they bulldozed it.
Oh, well, they don't. They're just
kidding. So this is it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so they're going to be going straight through here.